got Prairie 300. Go ahead.
This is Officer Skidmore in Valley Forearm. I'm activating ICS. I already have my lieutenant present. I need additional staff and a video camera operator. I have one refusing to move.
Crank copy that we got a refusal to move at Valley Forearm. You have a supervisor on the scene, and you need a responder and a video camera.
To Riverside 1 Picket, I will take command of this. I do need A-Team responders, and I need somebody from Valley Command, Ms. Mays or Ms. Burrows, to bring the video camera with a good videotape and an extra battery.
Frank, copy that. Lieutenant Keaton taking over the situation, the command at Valley Forearm, and you need Ms. Burrows or someone to bring the video camera to the scene.
That is great. He advised the girls as a left unit.
You are a little bit scratchy. Repeat that, please. Lieutenant, I didn't copy that.
Lieutenant Keaton, to the last transmission, I did not understand what you said.
He was trying to say that Ms. Burrows had left the unit.
Keaton, Officer Mays.
I'm clearing the offenders out of here and I'm en route.
Four, did you hear that one picket? Officer Mays is clearing the offenders out of Valley Command and she'll be en route with the video camera.
Crank, copy that Officer Mays is en route with the video camera, and what's the other?
Clear the offenders out of Valley Command.
Copy that, the offenders in Valley Command have been evacuated.
Edmund, Incident Commander.
Head Lieutenant Edmund, it's Lieutenant Keaton.
Riverside sending Officer Campbell.
Officer Campbell. Who else am I getting, satellites?
Hackberry getting Officer Randolph.
Frank, copy. Officer Randolph and Campbell are en route to Valley.
Good, Lieutenant Officer Hackberry. Camp sending Officer Vile.
Frank, copy. Officer Vile from Truckee Camp is en route.
You copy that, Terrence, sending Officer Hernandez.
Terrence is sending Officer Fernandez.
Yes, sir, Hernandez.
Myers, reception back 8.
Sir.
Is that bus still back there from Gorey?
The 74.
Sycamore sending Officer Biggum.
Hold on to Valley Cell Block. Valley Cell Block. I need leg irons over here in Cell Block, and this offender will be going to B8. 10-4.
To Riverside 1 Picket.
Head Lou.
Time we're waiting on A-Team responders. We're retrieving the leg irons from the Valley Cell Block picket area, and the counselor is talking to the offender.
Copy that, the counselor is talking to the offender, and you're still waiting for A-Team responders, and the restraints have been applied.
To Riverside 1 Picket, the offender is refusing to obey all orders. We have requested a gurney from Valley Medical because she refuses to walk to the cell block.
Frank, copy that, the offender is refusing to obey orders, and that a gurney from medical has been ordered for the offender because she will not move.
Lieutenant Keaton to Riverside 1 Picket, Officer Mays, Correctional Officer 5, is on the scene with the video camera. Ms. Mays, what is the date and time on the camera?
Copy that, Officer Vile is there on the scene with the video camera.
Mays has stated the date and time, November 27th at 8:23 a.m. We're now videoing the offender, and we are going to take the necessary means to put the handcuffs and the restraints on our leg restraints. We will use the minimum amount of force necessary to make this offender obey orders.
Frank, copy that, the video camera is on at this incident, and that as little force as possible will be applied to make the offender comply.
Lieutenant Keaton to Riverside 1 Picket, the offender's name is Rhonda Warren. Her TDC number is 173-3936.
10-9.
Offender's name is Rhonda Warren. Her TDC number is 173-3936. We are located at the Crane Unit, Valley Satellite, 4 Dorm, cubicle number 8.
Crane, copy that. The offender's name is Offender Warren, and her TDC number is 173-3936.
One ticket, it's Lieutenant Keaton. The offender is continuing to resist. However, we have managed to get her on the floor and we're attempting to put her in restraint.
Crank up, the offender is still refusing to obey orders that they have her on the floor and are trying to apply the restraint.
Keaton to Riverside, one ticket. Even though the offender has resisted, we do have her in hand restraints. We're now attempting to put on the leg restraints.
That the inmate is still resisting, but they have the hand restraints. They're on the inmate, and they're attempting to put on the leg iron.
To Riverside, one ticket. The offender is continuing to resist, but we do have the leg irons placed on her, and we've rolled her to her left side.
Right, copy that. The offender continues to resist, but they do have the leg irons applied, and that they have rolled her over on her left side.
One ticket, the offender refuses to stand up, so the A-team responders are bringing her to her feet.
Frank, copy that. The offender is still a failure of obeying orders, and that the A-team responders are bringing her up to her feet.
Riverside, one ticket. The offender is on her feet, but she refuses to walk to the cell block, so we do have a gurney present from medical.
Frank, copy. The offender continues to disobey orders, and they're going to have her to put on a gurney and take her to medical.
Lieutenant King to Riverside, one ticket. Now she has said that she will comply with orders and walk to the cell block.
Crank copy that. The offender finally has agreed to comply to orders, and she has agreed to walk to cell block.
King to Riverside, one ticket. At this time, the offender is complying with orders. She is walking. She's being escorted by Officer Mathis and Officer Skidmore, and we are taking to Valley Cell Block B side, cell number 8.
Frank, obviously the offender is walking to cell block with Skidmore and another officer escorting her to Valley Cell Block.
Keaton to Riverside, one ticket.
Go ahead, Lou.
This time, the offender has been placed in cell number 8 on B side of Valley cell block. She is being told to kneel so that we can remove the leg irons.
Crank copy that. The offender is at cell block. I forget the cell number, but anyway, she's on her knees and complying, and leg restraints are being removed.
Lieutenant Keaton to Riverside, one ticket. The leg restraints have been successfully removed, and now we're rolling the door, and we've opened the tray slot. We're going to ask the offender to put her hands through the tray slot so that we can remove the...
Lieutenant, you got stepped on. I didn't catch your last step.
Keaton to Riverside, one ticket. We did have to open the door and assist the offender to her feet because she was not able to get up on her own. Now she's going to stick her hands through the tray slot so we can remove the restraints.
Crank up that. The offender's putting her hands in the tray slot so the restraints can be removed.
One ticket. At this time, the hand restraints have been removed from offender 1.
Copy that. The hand restraints have been removed from the offender.
Major Franks, Captain Batesel.
Hey.
Call me at 421.